On Sunday, the 31st day of January 2021, at approximately 6:45 a.m., an accident occurred within the vicinity of the West Indies gas station, involving a cyclist and a motorist, causing serious injuries to the said cyclist and shock to the driver who was involved in the accident. I'm sure by now, most people would have seen a disturbing video circulating on social media or heard of the unfortunate accident. It was just over a few months ago when we lost a young cyclist from the Kalinago territory. Firstly, from the Dominican Cycling Association and all cyclists regionally and otherwise, we continue to pray for the injured cyclist who is currently nursing his injuries at the Dominica China Friendship Hospital. We wish him a speedy, full, and successful recovery. The Dominican Cycling Association continues to advocate for all cyclists who avail themselves on the public road for training, leisure, and or otherwise to wear safety gear at all times, to include their helmets, gloves, cycling shoes, and cycling outfit to aid in their protection in the eventuality of an accident. Fortunately, the said cyclist was fully clothed in his protective gear, which limited the impact of his injuries. As we approach the opening of the new cycling season 2021, which will officially open in the next few weeks, motorists will observe an increase in the numbers of cyclists using the public roads in various communities across Dominica. In this regard, we humbly request from all motorists to please be courteous to the many riders you may encounter from time to time. A cyclist has a right to use the road like any other motorist, and that is often seen that minute attention is given to the riders. Likewise, all cyclists should pay special attention to all traffic signs, regulations, and other road users while cycling. The Dominica Cycling Association wishes to remain focused and encourages motorists, cyclists, and by extension, all pedestrians to be each other's keeper when using the public roads. We are grateful for your understanding and your anticipated proactive efforts to be a better rider, motorist, and pedestrian. Our prayers remain with the injured cyclist. God bless all of you.